This is the listening section of the Showa Women's University Junior High School Returnee Entrance Examination. Part 1.
Number 1.
Oh, you didn't cycle to work today, Jeff.
No, I've been taking the train recently.
Why is that? You don't like cycling when it's raining?
No, it takes too long. And I have baseball practice early in the morning every day, so I need to get there quickly.
Question. Why didn't Jeff ride his bike to work today?
Number 2.
Hey, did you see the new game center that opened near the station? Do you want to go there after school?
Maybe. Have you been there yet?
Yeah, I went yesterday. Their selection of games is good, and the interior design is cool. But the place is really crowded, and you have to wait for all the best games.
Oh, that's no good. I hate waiting around. Why don't we go somewhere else?
Question. What does the girl dislike about the new game center? Number 3.
Hi, I'd like to start taking guitar lessons, and I've heard good things about your school. How much are your lessons?
Well, the group lessons are the cheapest at $30 for a 30-minute lesson. Private lessons are a bit more expensive, $100 for 1 hour.
Okay. I don't want to be in a group, because I think I'll be really slow at learning, and I don't want to waste the other students' time. Well, how many people are in a group lesson?
There are between 3 and 10 students in a group lesson.
Question. Which is true about the woman?
Number 4.
Hey, I heard you lost your bike.
Yes, but luckily it was found the next day. The police called me and told me they had it.
Oh, wow, that is lucky. Do you know how it was found?
Yeah, somebody was fishing by the river and saw it there and told the police.
That's great. You should find out who it was and thank them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll ask the police.
Question. How did the girl find her bike?
Part 2.
Number 5.
Colorado Cafe, how may I help you?
Hello. May I speak to John, please? This is his son calling.
I'm sorry, but John is with a customer now. Can you call back later?
Number 6.
You sound terrible, Jack. Are you okay?
No, I woke up with a sore throat today. And now I lost my voice.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Why don't you go and see a doctor? Number 7.
Mary, I'm riding my bike to school these days. How are you going to school?
My mom drives and drops me off before she goes to work.
Wow, that's nice. You're lucky.
Number 8.
Are you sure we're taking the right train?
Yeah, sure. I always check the train search app.
So, how long does it take to get there?
Part 3. 1.
One day, a boy named Tommy was outside kicking a ball around when he kicked the ball in some bushes. And when he went to get his ball, many bees suddenly came out and attacked him. The ball had destroyed their home. He was in serious pain, so he ran home and cried for help to his parents. His father washed the area where he was attacked and tried to push out the poison. Tommy felt better, but he hated bees after that time and avoided going outside for a long time after that. Bees are an insect that is misunderstood. They are unpopular, but beneficial and crucial to our ecosystem. Like Tommy, people are terrified of bees because they can sting you and inject poison that will hurt you temporarily. Bees' poison is not so strong. However, bees only attack you if they are bothered. They are important because they help about 75% of the world's flowering plants spread. They also help about 35% of the world's food crops spread, including fruits and vegetables. If there were no bees, many trees, plants, fruits, and vegetables could have died, and many humans and other life forms might not have good nutrition. It is said that if bees all died, then all humans might have about 4 years left to live. Let's protect bees and not bother them. We can enjoy a long life with bees in our world.
Number 9. Question. Why did bees attack Tommy? Number 10. Question. According to the speaker, what statement is true?
Today on the show, we have a very special guest, famous business person, Mr. Elon Musk. Welcome, Mr. Musk.
Thanks so much.
So first of all, could you tell us a bit about your background?
Sure. I was born in South Africa, and I moved to America when I was a university student, and I attended university in America. When I was a young boy in my home country, I dreamed of coming to America, but I never thought it was possible.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So moving to America as a university student, what was that like?
When I moved to the U.S., it was amazing. I really felt like I finally fit in. I also studied a lot and got 2 degrees from the University of Pennsylvania.
You finally fit in? What do you mean?
Well, everyone I met was so creative, free-thinking, and independent. It really matched my personality.
That sounds great. And you must have been a good student.
Well, I used to get bullied a lot when I was a kid, and I guess I used it as motivation when I got to America. I tried really hard, studied, and never gave up on the opportunities and my dreams. It was even better that I was in such a creative, free-thinking place.
Wow, that's amazing. So what kind of dreams did you have?
Well, I studied 2 degrees, one in physics and also economics at university, so I began to dream of creating new products for a new business. That's when I thought to create electric cars. I also dreamed about outer space. It's such an unknown, undiscovered place of opportunity. I thought a lot about the future, about what things will be important and necessary for life, and that's when I first thought about creating and selling electronic cars for a better environment in the future.
Wow, that's really amazing. You really were thinking ahead of your time. And then you made the Tesla company that has done so well. And you achieved your goals.
Well, yes, but I have a lot more dreams to achieve yet.
That sounds great. I can't wait to see what you come up with next. Thanks for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Number 11. Question. Which does Elon not mention during the interview? Number 12. Question. Which is true about Elon's life?
This is the end of the listening section. Please continue with the reading section and writing section.